ready to cooperate with the IAEA within the framework of its missions and international protocols. Russian president warns against any move that would further destabilize situation in Syria. Syria suggests forming a Turkish-Syrian team to probe recent deadly explosions in a Turkish border town. Turkish Prime Minister firmly rejects the proposal. At least 4 U.S. soldiers are killed in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. Palestinians rally in West Bank to mark the 65th anniversary of the Nakba Day. And Russia says it detained an alleged American diplomat, spy, and CIA agent. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of IRBN and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said Iran is ready to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, on the safety of the Bushehr nuclear power plant. Abbas Akhchi told reporters that Iran will cooperate with the IAEA within the framework of its missions and the international protocols. Meantime, the foreign ministry spokesman said Iran's proposals during the second round of the talks with the P5+1 in Almaty were very constructive, balanced, and proportionate. He further said, Iran is now expecting a response from EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton and is hoping for a constructive approach toward the proposals of the Islamic Republic. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, is due to hold bilateral talks with Ashton on May 15 in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The meeting will be a follow-up to the last round of negotiations in Almaty. On Syria, Araghchi said, Egypt's suggestion on revival of the 4-party committee comprising Iran, Turkey, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia is welcomed by Iran. He also voiced Tehran's readiness to help advance the objectives of the committee. Meanwhile, Russian president warned against any moves that would further destabilize the situation in Syria. Vladimir Putin made the remark after talks with visiting Zionist regime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Putin said, in this crucial period, it is especially important to avoid any move that can shake the situation. Putin's remarks came days after Zionist forces launched airstrikes against targets in Syria. The Syrian government on Tuesday suggested forming a Turkish-Syrian team to probe the recent deadly explosions in a Turkish border town. Syrian Information Minister Umran Al-Zubi said, his country is ready for a joint investigation in the bombings that killed some 50 people in Reyhanlı. However, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan firmly rejected the Syrian proposal. The reaction came before Erdogan leaves for a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington on Thursday. Meanwhile, a total of 13 suspects have been detained over the recent bombings in the Turkish town of Reyhanlı. Turkish Interior Minister Muammer Güler said all the suspects have been arrested in connection with the car bombings in the province. The Turkish official added that the investigations are almost completed. Syria's information minister has called for further details on the U.S. and Russian brokered peace conference before deciding whether to take part in it. Umran Al-Zubi said his country will not be part of any action nor partake in any meeting that would harm the national sovereignty. Al-Zubi added that the Syrian government expressed optimism on the peace conference, but it is a cautious optimism since words are not enough. Rather, there should be tangible steps. He noted that his country's political stance is clear toward backing the political solution to the Syrian crisis and supporting the international positive efforts. At least 4 U.S. soldiers within NATO were killed on Tuesday afternoon in a roadside bombing in southern Afghan province of Kandahar. Afghan provincial officials said 4 American soldiers were killed in Hashari area in Jarrah district as a patrol of foreign soldiers was hit by an improvised explosive device in the area. Officials also said several other foreign soldiers were wounded in the attack in the province. On Monday, three Georgian soldiers were killed in a suicide car bombing on a military base in Helmand. Tuesday's deaths brought the number of the foreign soldiers who have been killed in Afghanistan to 63 since January this year. Hundreds of Palestinians have rallied in the West Bank city of Bethlehem to mark the 65th anniversary of the Nakba Day, also known as a day of catastrophe. Zionist forces attacked the protesters with tear gas and rubber bullets on Tuesday as they were heading to their ancestral villages, which are now under Zionist occupation. Zionist troops also detained Mazin al-Azza, the coordinator of a popular committee against the Zionist settlements. Similar demonstrations were held in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Palestinian refugees gathered in front of a UN office in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to reiterate their rights of return to their land. Every year on May 15, Palestinians all over the world hold demonstrations to commemorate Nakba Day. The day marks the anniversary of the forcible eviction of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their homeland by Zionists and the creation of the Zionist regime in 1948. And now a recap of our top stories. Iran ready to cooperate with the IAEA within the framework of its missions and international protocols. Russian president warns against any move that would further destabilize situation in Syria. Syria suggests forming a Turkish-Syrian team to probe recent deadly explosions in a Turkish border town. Turkish Prime Minister firmly rejects the proposal. At least four U.S. soldiers are killed in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. Palestinians rally in West Bank to mark the 65th anniversary of the Nakba Day. And Russia says it detained an alleged American diplomat, spy, and CIA agent. Russia says it detained an alleged American diplomat and a CIA agent who was discovered with a large stash of money trying to recruit a Russian agent. Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, identified the man as Ryan C. Fogel, saying he had been handed back to the embassy after his detention. FSB said the CIA agent was carrying special technical equipment, written instructions for recruiting a Russian citizen, a large sum of money, and means for changing a person's appearance. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Ministry said it was summoning U.S. Ambassador Michael McFaul on Wednesday for an explanation. The ministry also slammed Washington for what it described as provocative acts and spirit of the Cold War. Now, the Election Commission of Pakistan on Tuesday announced results of 254 National Assembly seats, with Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz leading with 123 seats, followed by the outgoing ruling Pakistan People's Party with 31 seats. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, led by cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan, has secured 26 National Assembly seats and was placed third. Independent candidates have won 25 seats, according to the results announced so far. The ethnic Urdu-speaking group Mutahida Qaumi Movement has bagged 18, while the major Islamic group Jamaat Ulama al-Islam won 10 seats. Pakistan Muslim League Functional has secured 4 seats. Another Islamic party, Jamaat Islami, has bagged 3 seats, while Pakistan Muslim League Q and Ethnic Pashtun Party took 2 each. The employees of the global internet retailer Amazon in Germany went on strike on Tuesday to demand better pay and improved job conditions. The company came under fire by its 9,000 employees and trade union Verdi for refusing to implement a collective agreement on employment conditions, similar to other mail order and retail firms. The union is also pressing for higher basic pay and bigger supplements for night shifts.
Employees demand to be paid according to a collective wage agreement. In the state of Hesse, there is a wage agreement for the mail order sector, which provides for salaries which are quite a bit higher than what the company is prepared to pay. Accordingly, the people here demand to be part of the agreement, which is valid for the other mail order companies in Germany.
The recognition of the wage agreement is the most important aspect for me, a wage agreement for the trade sector.
We are counting on a dispute which could last for a while. The company so far has shown that they are unwilling to negotiate. They are willing to talk, but they are unwilling to negotiate. So we are preparing for an open-ended strike.
Greek state workers walked out of their jobs on Tuesday in protest against the government's decision to ban a strike planned by high school teachers. Teachers, doctors and local administration employees participated in the strike. Prime Minister Antonios Samaras warned teachers that they could be arrested or dismissed if they went ahead with the strike. The teachers' unions called for an initial 24-hour strike from May 17 in protest at plans to lay off some 10,000 part-time teachers and a 2-hour increase on their weekly working hours. The worsening debt crisis has forced the governments of European Union states to adopt harsh austerity measures and tough economic reforms, which have triggered massive demonstrations in many European countries.
It is activating the dogma of law in order to beat down any workers' sector that shows opposition to this unpopular policy in order to terrify all workers. The coalition government is preparing mass strikes in the public sector, which will not only harm workers, but society as a whole.
Croatia Airlines pilots and flight attendants went on a strike on Tuesday over planned austerity cuts and layoffs that are part of efforts to restructure the loss-making state carrier ahead of the country's European Union entry. The indefinite strike canceled some 25 international and domestic flights scheduled for Tuesday. The carrier's debt is estimated at 150 million euros. The striking pilots and flight attendants say the salary cuts would range between 20 and 40% if they accepted the new agreement.
The company required from us that we'll, let's say, have less salaries, less annual leave, less 3 days during the season. Croatia Airlines has a lot of potential, and as a union and all the people here, we have good faith in the company, so we think that according to what we have in Croatia, we have a seaside, we have a landside, we have 5 or 6 airports, so there's a huge potential over here.
Well, on that note, we come to an end of this edition of RIN in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.